Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And welcome. Welcome to another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you don't know what you're listening to, just remember, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we get started, I got to introduce you to the players. First, to my left, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife and smart young lady, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show on Super Bowl Sunday evening.
And all the way from College Park, Florida, the one and the only, and I mean the only. She has so much togetherness. She looks so fabulous. The one, the only co-host, Sheila Young.
I'm so glad you're blind. Good evening, everybody. Welcome.
Sheila, he's right, though. I saw pictures of you yesterday and the day before with your teacher friends. You're always put together.
You're always put together. That's what I heard. I heard you're fabulous. Heard you look fabulous.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you.
And all the way in Ocoee, Florida. He's the only one in the radio station. He's the one who's pushing those buttons and turning those dials. And the one, the only, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
I'm trying to figure out what done happened. My stuff just got all discombobulated and twisted around.
All right, we'll forget it.
And listen, folks, for those folks who would like to know what's going on, for the Eagles, well, that's the team that I'm rooting for.
No. Go Chiefs!
It's...
Did you just say Chiefs or was that Chris?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, you did. It was, yeah, I figured you were for the
it's
Chiefs.
It's a tie game right now.
I know what it is.
And the bottom line is, for those folks that are Phillies, Eagles, call in. I'd like to hear from you. And those people from Kansas City, you can still call in. Now, not only that, but
from Kansas City.
The coach, just remember this one thing, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs is the old Philadelphia Eagles coach. Just remember that. He was 14 years our coach.
That's okay. He's with the Chiefs now.
Now he's with the Chiefs. Okay, Lynn, you're up.
What do you mean I'm up? Oh, I have a all right. Don't disappear, Michael. Okay. Well, I have just a couple shout outs. I have a shout out to Damian Pickering in California and also Amos Miller in Seattle, Washington. How about you, Sheila?
I've got lots of shout outs, but
just
hi to anyone that took part in our event yesterday. We'll talk more about it later. And hi to all of our members and advocates for the blind. So go Chiefs.
Yeah, we'd like the people to call in and tell
us. Yeah, tell us who they're rooting for later.
Yeah. How about you, Chris Shaw?
To everybody and their mama that's listening of the sound of our voices.
All right. Chris, don't worry about that project. Forget it.
No. I got you because I know how I did it. And I don't know what happened. So,
On another note, I just want to say I'm so impressed with you, with the girls, with Malaya and Zamaria. Oh my God, it takes me all these years to get their names right. But Sheila, you should see what was going on this weekend at the Shaw household.
Yeah, it was something different, something new.
Yeah, tell everybody.
The girls
working hard. Tell everybody, right. Chris, what was going on.
I ran across a video of a young lady stating her mom bought her for her 16th birthday party a Tesla vehicle. And she told her mom, I don't want it because I wanted a pink Mercedes-Benz.
Oh,
and then
God.
She gave her mom gave her $1,600 as, you know, for cash. And she said, and you only gave me? And I'm sitting up here like, oh, my Lord, like, what are these young people learning today? So I said, you know what? This is what we're going to do in my household. I showed my girls how to pressure wash our driveway. and we made it fun because it was playing in water. But I was telling them the importance of how that pressure come out as well. And not to point the gun, but where you point the gun at and pressure washing. And they was helping each other out, learning how to do it. And they had fun with it.
The
state of Florida called me up and they said there's labor laws here. And they said the girls were complaining about their father making them do manual labor.
And I thought it was funny when Malaya, she stood up and went, "Woo, like, this is hard work."
Right.
It was so cute.
But you need to tell everybody how old your girls are.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Well, my oldest is 9 years old. She'll be 10 in a month. And my youngest is 5, and she'll be 6 shortly. So, but they teamwork and they understood. Now they woke up this morning. Hey, we're going to do the rest of the sidewalk. Wait a minute. Stop.
That's funny. That's
really awesome.
Cute.
Awesome. Awesome. So, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Is right. That's what it's all about. That's right. Making your kids work hard. See, in my day, it was the opposite. My parents, when it came to my brother and myself, my father did all the shoveling. He made my brother and I stay in the house and look. We looked, and we were older, and he made us just look.
Shame on your father.
He didn't believe in us kids. He believed that we should do homework. Not do shoveling, not to cut grass, not do anything, not take out the trash.
What's wrong with making them do both?
No, that's my father, man, rest in peace. Nope.
Wow. Well, my boys did. They did both. So
later on, I helped shovel. Yep.
Yeah, I think those core values of understanding what it means to work for your money or to put mm-hmm. the work in is mm-hmm. missing in a lot of households. And I'm not trying to tell you how to raise your household, but for me and my household, I need my daughters to understand, hey, you have to put the work in and you have to have a work ethic. And that's all it is. So it goes the same. We do the same thing for schoolwork. We try to make fun of it, try to make excitement out of it. So mm-hmm. it don't weigh you down and you won't get frustrated.
Well, and Chris, you know, and we wonder what's wrong with society today. What's wrong with society is people feel entitled and they don't feel like they have to do anything for it. They just feel like it's theirs to have.
And it's not. And
it's not.
If more parents were like Chris, we'd be all right.
Yeah.
Chris and Nikki, I should say.
We try. My wife is the one that she's the educator of the family. I'm the physicality of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So she teaches them all the proper things to do, the proper way to say things. And I teach them, hey, dig deep, fourth quarter, let's go. Our back against the wall. All we got to do is win.
Well, you've got good values and your girls will have them as well.
That's right.
And that's what matters. That's the only way we're going to get this world straightened out is if people have good values.
So we're going to have a busy show tonight, Sheila and Chris. Busy show.
Good.
So, yeah, I know. I'm busy over here trying to figure out what happened, and I see what they did.
I'm busy over here listening to the game and listening to you guys.
we might as well be straight with everybody.
Exactly. We're multitasking.
Yeah, we're multitasking tonight. The game, the show. Chris is trying to figure out something. We're doing a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. So,
We're gonna go to break.
No, not yet. No, no break.
60 seconds.
60 seconds to break. Hey, folks. For those folks that are not Philadelphia Eagles fans, boo, boo, boo.
Hey.
And all those folks that are Eagles fans, hooray, hooray, hooray. Just remember, we do well climbing poles. Remember that. That's the Philadelphia way. We climb poles. You don't get it unless you're in Philadelphia. Anyway.
I don't think people know what that means about climbing the poles.
No.
Oh, well.
Mr. Telephone Man, you're a telephone man. that's what that means to me.
No, it means they don't want everybody ruining everything in the city, so they grease the poles so nobody can get up them if they win.
Correct.
No, they just turn cars over.
Right.
Truth.
Yeah, right.
Truth. To me,
don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. You got it? Use it. Listen, folks, this show is for you, not just me, you. So we'd like you to call in. And if you are an Eagles fan, love to hear from you. And even if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, love to hear from you too. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome on the show for the very first time, Angel Ayala. And Angel is the contact center team lead at Lighthouse Works in Orlando, Florida. Welcome, Angel. Welcome.
My girl, Lynn, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right, we're fine. Thank you. And say hello to our co-host tonight, Sheila Young.
Hi,
hey, Sheila. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So you're the contact center team lead. So what's that all about? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is there at Lighthouse Works.
So the way that I like to describe the team lead position at Lighthouse is that we get to wear all hats. We are our payroll in a sense. We are therapists. We do a lot, at least when it comes to the agents. So we're responsible not only for making sure that the agents are receiving coaching so that they are performing well. We are responsible for making sure that when it comes to their statistics, that they meet a certain quality standard every month. So I focus on my development in terms of my agents. I believe that everyone comes to me with a particular quality or strength, and it's up to me to bring it out.
So do you deal with the people that are remote also?
Correct.
Or not just the people that are there in Orlando?
I am myself primarily a remote worker. So,
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get some clarification. The job positions that are open for people to work remotely are all over the country or just certain states?
All over the country.
Okay.
All over the country. I believe and I might be corrected, but I believe even in Puerto Rico, they have.
No kidding.
It's available. So.
So Connecticut, Pennsylvania, California, wherever people are calling, looking from, they can get a job.
Well, yes.
That's terrific. Very good. So can you tell us a little bit about that? About the career opportunities?
So the two that I'm most familiar with is the customer care professional position. That's the agent, as we call it. So these are your frontline contact of the contact center. That's your frontline.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are going to be handling all of your incoming calls to the contact center, depending on what campaign you're on. So you could be on something like Universal where you're doing dinner reservations, or you could be on something like DEO or DCF. So DCF is Department of Children and Families, and then you have something like DEO, which is like unemployment. So when you talk about handling high stress situations, these are your soldiers. That's why I have to make sure that when it comes to my agents, it's top notch and they're ready to go. Because if somebody calls in and they're looking for something specific or something that you ain't never heard before, you have to know where to go. You have to know who to get in touch with in order to give the caller the correct information. Because we operate on a one contact resolution. So that means once they call you, they should be able to have all of their problems situated as long as it's in within our scope.
Wow. You got to get it right the first time.
It's not about getting it right as so much as giving the customer a top-notch experience.
Right.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and the waitress or the waiter come and they tell you, hey, let me get you started off with some drinks or some appetizers before, you know, because that person might know something back there in the kitchen that you don't know. That's like, look, the main course is coming out a little longer today. Let me see if I can go get them started. You're not going
to
get
anybody has. Pardon me, Angel. If anybody has a question or like to ask Angel a question, call in. Speak to Angel. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Get Angel.
Sorry about that. So it's the difference between somebody coming out there and telling you, all right, look, we're going to get you started with the main course, and then you sit in there for 30 minutes versus somebody that comes out there and goes, hey, look, I'm going to get you appetizers when I come back. Let's try to have your order ready because I know that it's going to take a bit.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
So Angel, how many people are actually in-house doing this job currently?
Depends on the campaign.
Does it?
So give us an idea of some of the types of, well, you said Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? What other
DCF types? And DEO, unemployment. And yeah. Then the...
And then you have the Assistance Fund, which is another nonprofit that deals with medications for individuals that can't afford the high price tag.
Oh.
You talk about people with MS, folks with breast cancer, prostate cancer. If you have medications that's costing you an arm and a leg, literally you go onto their website, you put in your information, and they'll tell you right then and there, hey, yes, you're conditionally approved. If it's your first time for using that program, they'll let you know.
And what is the name of that program again?
It's called TAF, the Assistance Fund.
How do you spell that?
It's T as in tomato, A as in alpha, F as in Frank.
So is it TAF.org or TAF.com? Or
it's TAFcares.org.
Oh, TAFcares.com. That's
org. Org.
Oh, org. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I don't know why I wrote that. Okay. So, Angel, if you don't mind me interrupting, we have two other people, guests on waiting on Zoom that would like to talk a little bit about Lighthouse, if that's okay with you. And they'd like to talk about, I believe, Sight and Soul. And I'd like to introduce, I'm sorry, I forgot, Gigi and Beatrice. Georgiana?
That's correct.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having us on.
You're welcome. Beatrice, what is your last name?
Hi, this is Beatrice. My last name is Lopez Maso. Okay. I'm part of the fund development team as well at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Nice to meet you both. And sorry to interrupt, Angel. We're trying to cover all the bases here.
Good evening, ladies. This is Sheila.
Good evening. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. So tell us about the Sight and Soul Walk and the Walk Fest and what the purpose is and what all people can expect and look forward to.
Of course. Well, I do know that you already registered, so that's great. Our Sight and Soul Walk Fest is a community integration event where we want to celebrate the inclusion and engagement of people that are living with vision loss, and while creating a shared experience between the visually impaired and blind community and the sighted community. It's a very family-friendly festival. We want to promote the services that we provide at Lighthouse Central Florida. And at the same time, we help fundraise for in support of our programs and operations. So this year we plan to host the event at Crane's Roost. It's on February 25th. And that's Crane's Roost in Altamont Springs.
Yes, and our this is Gigi. Our department, we work in the community to secure revenue to fund programs and operations at Lighthouse Central Florida. And so this is an opportunity. It's a fundraising event, also a community awareness event that community members, through fundraising independently or through the creation of teams, will raise funds to help bring that public awareness to our mission, which is charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. And so it's going to be a fun event, live music, health and wellness resources. We'll also have a drawing where we're going to be giving away some prizes. The event starts at 11 a.m. And ends at 1 p.m.
So can people attend if they've not registered? I mean, just to go there and...
Yes, of course. So you'll be able to register on site. So once you come there, you can register at that point. But it's free for anyone in the community to attend.
Yeah, it was at Crane's Roost last year, I believe, also.
Actually, last year we did not have the event. It was postponed due to the pandemic. We have had the event before in the past at Crane's Roost.
It just shows you how fast time goes. I'm thinking you had one last year. I can just visualize it there. Yeah. So Angel, do you have a team set up there at the contact center for the Sight and Soul Walk?
Unfortunately, I do not. I have not.
I do.
It's not too late. Right.
Yes. We have some competitions going on, and in our Lighthouse Works, we do have some contact team members that are already in the lead. So it's been interesting to watch people, get excited about it and fundraise, and just share through their network and social media, and just gather their friends to make sure they spread the word about Lighthouse, and they raise funds for our services.
And they have, Lynn, if people register, they will have food booths where people can walk around and they can test different foods. They will have, I'm assuming you will have some vendors there to talk about their products. I'm not sure because I haven't seen a list of who all is going to be there. But they get a t-shirt if they pay a certain amount to register. And if they want to join a team, I'm more than happy to take them. Our team is GOCB, Forever Young.
How many people on a team, Sheila?
Right now, I've got six.
But I mean, how many people?
We could take as many as we want.
Oh.
Yeah, As many as you would like to be on a team.
Yeah, there is no limit.
Yeah, so we have some teams that are just like, we have some of our families that participate. They just create their family teams, and maybe there's like three or four people in their team. But then there are other, like Sheila was saying, you know, she has a couple of members now, but it's open to, you know, we've had teams that are, have been 12, 15. I think we had at one point 18 members at previous years. So we have different levels of registration, like Sheila was saying. So you can make a donation if you want to just register and attend the event. That's completely free. But you can also get a t-shirt. You can also, for a $50 donation, access. We're going to have different food vendors that will have samples. So you're able to enjoy that as well. But I mean, if you don't make the donation right away, again, this is why it's a peer-to-peer fundraiser. You can always ask your family and friends to donate to your fundraising page, and that will also get you the perks.
Well, Lighthouse sure has a lot going on, right, Sheila? They have so much going on. Lighthouse Works.
Oh, yeah.
Getting jobs and participating in fundraising events, and just really wonderful what they do with the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angel, so do you have any last minute advice, Angel, for anybody out there looking for a job and about calling the contact center?
Apply.
That's apply. The only thing
I could tell you to do is apply. You don't know if you're going to get it or if you don't, based on your skills or based on whatever wall you're putting up in front of you, until you actually just go and click the button and apply.
So if you don't try, then you're not applying. I was going to try to make a rhyme, but it won't work. don't try it. Do apply. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Angel and Georgiana.
Beatrice. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not used to all these people on at one time from one group.
Yeah, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Wow. I was gonna say, imagine I have to. A lot of the times, it's about 16 on one screen for me.
Yeah.
With my team. So.
Wow. 16 on at one time. That's something.
Anywhere from 16 to 20.
No kidding. Wow.
Oh, to get more details on the event, please, you can go to www.lighthousecfl.org, and a pop-up will come up that'll take you directly to the registration page.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much again, and go back to watching the Super Bowl if you're watching. And you're welcome to,
thank you for having us.
I hope they don't disappoint me like they do every time they get to the Super Bowl. The only Super Bowl that they've won is the Super Bowl that the year my son was born. So let's see if they could take it home again.
Okay. What team are you rooting for, Angel?
Eagles, baby.
There you go. Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
Raised in Philly. Let's go.
Okay. Well, thank you all. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us. Bye.
Well, we're going to go to break now, and Michael's following the score, but we are going to go to break. Okay, Chris, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's WaymapNav.com.
Every day,
Our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay, we're back. Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's your host, Michael. And you know what? It's time for trivia. That's right. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number if you want for trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Wait, Mike.
What?
Listen, I'm... Literally, I'm in the blind over here, all right? So you're going to have to tell me what's going on. What's the score? What's going on? Y'all going to have to talk to me.
The score is tied. Thanks. I'm not happy because the Philadelphia Eagles was leading 14-7. They were driving and then...
Fumbled.
But a fumble. And that's the problem. The Eagles will lose only if they do it to themselves. That's what they always said. The Eagles was the better team. But if they fumble, if they screw up, if they do a lot of stuff like this, they're going to lose. And right now it's tie score, and it shouldn't be tie score, but
it is
tie score. Anyway.
All right. Thank you.
14-14 right now. And we're in the second quarter. Anyway, It's trivia time. Sheila, you're up with your trivia.
All right. There are, I think the song that I picked, I don't know. I had like
the
three.
The last one.
All right. There are two people singing the song, but I will be happy if you just give us one. So please tell me who's singing this song. And if you know the title, that's even better.
Wait, you tell it, are you telling her the last one? Or are you telling me the last one?
No, it's Ricky.
No.
Sheila.
It's the last one.
Whatever song she sent
the one
you.
That you said, is it too late? And I said, no. That's
okay. That one. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Here we go.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. You're up, Sheila.
All right. So call in.
Changing my life with your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you till all the mountains are valleys and every ocean is dry. My love,
song?
Yeah,
that's a beautiful song. I didn't know the name, recognize the name, but when I played it, I said, I remember that song.
Oh, listen, I thought she'd have got called up for a moment because I didn't hear her. You said, is that enough for the song?
Well, no, I couldn't sit here and listen to the whole
thing.
Oh, yeah,
so. I just figured we would give people, you know.
She just got called up in the moment.
Exactly.
You're ever in love.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I was trying to find something in relation to Valentine's Day.
I'm going to have to throw that in my Tuesday night rotation for Saints and Romance. I'm going to have to throw that in.
Isn't that a great song?
I love that song. There were several on my list. I just couldn't decide which one.
She had three different songs. Did I do this one? Did I do this one? I like this one, though.
I do, too.
So, Sheila, what's the number for them to call in?
407-894-1680. Tell me who's singing that song.
So while we're waiting, Sheila, tell everybody what you did on yesterday. That was just a terrific activity that you took part in.
Well, I want to send a huge thank you out to the Winter Garden Theater in Winter Garden. It's called the Garden Theater, but I'm going to tell you, it's the venue of dreams. They have taken on doing audio description for their performances. So yesterday, a group of us from our local chapter were able to go and attend Rock of Ages, which is an 80s musical Broadway show. And oh my goodness, the people there were so kind, so just compassionate. We got to do a stage tour of all the props and everything. We got to meet some of the cast, had pictures taken with them. It was just delightful. And the event planner, Brian Fallon, and Jean Moon, and Amanda, and Chad, who was the audio describer, they just went above and beyond. It was amazing. It was so much fun. Orlando is getting very big in audio description for different live performances, and we're trying so hard to make it happen. And, you know, if we have time sometime tonight, if you live anywhere and you've gone to a live performance with audio description, call us and tell us about it, because we'd love to hear about your experience.
Well, I have to tell you, more and more that you hear things about Orlando. It's the place to live if you have vision impairment.
It's coming.
I'm telling you.
One of our members, Marcia, has been so such an advocate with audio description that she's helped, and Stacia Boyd with Central Florida Audio Description Initiative, that it's just becoming so much fun. It's just, we're part of the community, you know, we're just out there doing, and it's just a blast. So Chris, anybody called yet?
I'm still waiting. Somebody did call, but it didn't go through for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're having a lot of problems today, Chris.
I know, right? Well, I know what it was for me on the other end. I was trying to work remotely, and I tapped in, and I forgot to hit the save button. So that
I figured that was something to do with the save. Well, maybe for next week you can change it.
So yeah. I done changed it out. Everything else worked out. No, everything else worked out. When I did it the first time, I was doing other stuff, and my computer just went to sleep because I left it. So when I opened it back up, none of the stuff was saved, and I didn't, you know, I just kind of kept going and finished out the rest of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened on my end. So I owe you 25 push-ups for that one. child labor laws, that one, Mike.
Yeah. So what was it? I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, a lot of people don't, I guess they don't know that song, Sheila.
I guess not.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's
a little bit more, Chris.
It's still an amazing song. And you just got to listen to the words of the song as it comes in, because it's smooth with just the instruments playing, and then it just lay it upon you with the smooth sensation of the voice.
Changing my life with your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you till all the mountains are valleys and every ocean is dry. My love,
Chris, 407-894-1680. This is a group that has been around for a while. So
Chris, you mentioned your show Saints and what is it? Saints and Romance?
Oh, yes. Yeah, what is it?
I do a segment on Tuesday night called Saints and Romance. It's Saints and Romance thrive out of the pandemic situation because we didn't know what people were going home to. So I said, you know, why everybody's sitting at home? I have the opportunity to get out. Let me go and play some nice little songs that a lot of people got married on. A lot of people that were, you know, when they made their first contact with a significant other, or that special someone on a date where you heard the music playing in the background. And remember why you just fell in love. And it happened right around, you know, right around Valentine's Day when it started off about 2 years ago now, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, it's almost three, honey.
Yeah. So
March 16th, actually.
Right. So it kind of kicked in right around that time frame. Mm-hmm. And it's been going every Tuesday night ever since then. So,
well, I got another song for you to put in your playlist. And that's Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
Yes.
I love that song. That was one of my other choices. All right. Well, then I guess if we're not going to have anybody call in, I got to give it away.
You stumped them tonight.
It's Restless Heart. And they have got some beautiful music. They really do.
But, I'm sorry that nobody guessed that.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I have a quick little Valentine's Day trivia if anybody calls in really fast. You know the poem, Roses Are Red and Violets Are Blue? I'd like you to finish it. If you can finish it, then you'll win a prize.
Wait, hold on. No. That's a tough one because everybody got different combinations.
We'll see what they come up with. So how does it go? Roses are red and violets are blue.
So what's the classic is what you're
asking.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for
the one we all grew up with.
Okay, got it.
And Chris, get that song ready, okay? Just in case somebody wins it, we can play that little. You saw what I said?
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Okay, good. All right. Well,
we'll play a little snippet of it. A snippet.
407. Michael's clapping. The Eagles must have done something right. 407-894-1680. If you know the end of that poem, roses are red, violets are blue. What's happening, Michael? For now.
You like me, and I like you too.
It would have been right now. It should be 20.
Not what should it be? What is it
right now? Right now it's 21 Eagles, 14 Kansas City, but it should be 28-7.
Oh, bull. No such okay. thing as it doesn't matter. There's no should have. That's only a horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were going to just what? Say.
They can't stop the Philadelphia Eagle. They can't stop.
I hope you eat your words tonight.
And Angel, if you're listening, I told Michael what you said, Eagles baby.
Yes, and Angel baby, it's Eagles all the way. Remember that?
Go Chiefs!
So
wait a minute. I thought you're.
I've never been an Eagles fan.
I thought she's a New Orleans Saints person.
No, I'm a Chiefs and Saints.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Wait.
What she got?
Listen,
what
I got Chris. I can we. We got Mama Rose on the phone line. Mama Rose had to call in.
That's funny. Yeah, that's appropriate. Roses are red.
Uh-huh.
Right, but wait. Here, listen to what she has to say. Hey, Mama Rose, you there?
Hi, Mama Rose.
Hi, Mama Rose.
Hi, how are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
The same to you.
All right. So
and my song for Brother Chris is red. Roses are red, violets are blue. Somebody looking like him needs to be in the zoo.
That's funny.
Sorry, but that's not the answer, Rose.
That's
see funny. That when we were kids, we all made different verses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So, let me ask you a question, Mama Rose. Are you for the Eagles?
Yes. All day
thank you,
long.
Mama
All
Rose. Thank you very
Marianne.
Much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Mama. Have a good one.
We appreciate your call. Okay. We appreciate your root for the Eagles.
She was creative.
That was cute.
See, I told you, everybody got something different. I like that one. I'm going to have to use that one.
It'll be fun to see how many variations we can get.
Yeah, we might as well just do that throughout the second hour, too, because if nobody calls in now with one that's close to the one I'm looking for. I'm sure you all know what I'm looking for.
Oh, of course we do.
Yeah. But that was different. Yeah.
That was cute.
Oh, my goodness.
407-894-1680. I know somebody out there knows what the original saying is.
Yep. And you know what? I read that the original can be traced back to the year 1590.
Well, I was searching for Valentine trivia today because I have to do a Valentine trivia thing for one of my chapters Saturday.
Right.
And wait. I learned all kinds of really cool stuff.
Yeah. Wait, Cupid was out in 1590?
Actually, Cupid, I want to say it was either, I don't remember what year, Chris. It's in my trivia.
Oh, wow.
It's early, like 14-something.
Yeah, Cupid been busy.
14-something or 15-something.
Cupid been busy all his life.
Over and over and over again.
So we're 1 minute. Chris, we're 1 minute till we go to the break.
Yes, I can.
I'm asking you because I'm not sure.
Well, no, I got 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes.
I got
oh, okay.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I guess everybody's watching the Super Bowl. They're not listening to us.
Well,
tonight.
Let me ask this for those that are watching and listening to the Super Bowl. Have you heard any of the funny, what was the funniest Super Bowl commercial that you heard or saw?
Good question. I haven't heard any. So
I like the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, the puppy bowl.
Yeah, well, you don't know about that, Chris?
Yeah, the puppy bowls that they do that every year before the game.
Yeah, they've been doing it, I think, for 19 years. And those dogs, hopefully, they all get adopted, which is the really cool thing. I think there's 122 dogs in the puppy bowl.
Aww.
Yeah, and it's so cute, Sheila, and they're running around with the little toy footballs, and they're and they announce it. They have an announcer, just like a real football game.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's on Animal Planet. It's adorable.
Oh, how cute.
And they pull them from all the different rescues around the country and also in the Caribbean, I think. They brought some dogs in.
Oh.
And they
where do they play it?
I don't know. Chris, do you know where it's where it is?
No, I don't. I just know it come on. And I catch it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe during break we could look it up and see where it is. I don't know where it's where they do that. That's a good question, Sheila. I don't know.
Well, I'll ask Lady A.
Lady A, yeah.
She knows everything.
Well, so the second hour we'll have a busy show too. We have Kevin Yu calling in to talk about Wayband, if you're interested in that technology to help you navigate around, and we'll have more trivia and
Chris, you're wrong. She doesn't know the answer.
No.
She doesn't know everything.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh.
She said, don't know that one. That's what she said. I don't know that one.
I'm going to have to call her up, and we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to talk to her.
Yeah, because that's not the norm for
us.
We
depend on you to give us the answers. What's wrong with you?
Oh, dear.
I do stump her once in a while.
Right. Every now and then, it's okay. One thing my daughter and I have been working on, you know, a lot of people don't know how to look up words in a dictionary. So I got a dictionary for my daughter, and I said,
good for you.
She was trying to look up the word urge, and she wanted to know what it meant. I said, well, pull it up and look it up in a dictionary. She said, well, how do you spell it? Look, that's your spelling word. You.
What was the word?
Urge.
Urge. Yeah.
Yeah. So she pulled it up, and we looking, and she's like, Daddy, I don't see it. Daddy, I don't see it. I said, all right.
How are you spelling it is the question.
Well, it's U-R-G.
No. How was she spelling
it? Well, that was the thing. She didn't understand how to look it up. Uh-huh. So I was saying, look, follow each letter of the word the way you spelled it. And that's how you know how far you've gone. If you look at the top right-hand page or the top left-hand page, it'll tell you the first word where it started and the last word that it ends. And you have to read the context clues in between.
Right.
So she was like, Daddy, I don't see it. I said, well, all right, let's bet 15 push-ups. If I find it, that's 15 push-ups. So my wife jumps in and say, now, honey, you know that's a new dictionary, and these new dictionaries don't carry everything. I said, I don't know about that, but let's see. I found it, and I did 15 push-ups with her. But she understood it now because she looked up the next word that she didn't understand, and she found it with no problem.
And it's so funny because that kind of stuff, when I was in school, you used to have to take a whole bunch of letters that started with one letter. I mean, words that started with one letter, and they had a second letter that was different. You had to put them in alphabetical order.
Right.
And I don't even know if they do that anymore, but it's so valuable for people to look at that and know how to do it.
Yeah, so.
All right, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be back for our second hour.
That's right, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. See you in a little bit. Stay tuned.